And we'll have to wait until at least July next year for any increase to the state's outdated patient travel subsidy scheme. Premier David Crisafulli said the review will take place before next year's budget, which is due in July. Until then, patients receive $70 a day for travel related to hospital care, while politicians can claim $444 for an overnight stay. Rural health advocate Justin Christerson criticized the delay, saying it's unacceptable to wait since the issue is currently affecting people's access to medical care and needs urgent attention. Community members, including Anglican priests, have shown strong support for an Islamic school in Brisbane South after a bomb threat forced an evacuation. The Islamic College of Brisbane in Karawatha received an email threat targeting the school and students, which included Islamophobic and homophobic slurs. The message was sent from a hacked University of Queensland email account. The school's chief executive, Ali Kadri, promptly contacted police and the counterterrorism hotline, conducted a safety sweep of the school, and decided to send students home for the day.
In national news, mining giant BHP has cancelled plans to build a major renewables project as part of its Western Australia iron ore projects and decarbonisation of its operations in the area. In 2023, BHP announced that it would produce a wind, solar and battery project that could generate 500 megawatts for use in their mining operation to meet net zero obligations. The company has recently quietly scrapped plans to go ahead with the energy project due to budget cuts, but assures that many critics of the decision that it has not been abandoned plans to be net zero by 2025. Critics of the move have called it completely at odds with climate accord commitments, and that it is disappointing that BHP refuses to act in alignment with climate science. No-go zones are being implemented in overhaul of environmental laws in the Great Koala National Park. A ban on logging in the 176,000 hectares of state forest has been implemented from these protection policies of the government, with an estimating approximate 300 jobs, and 6 out of 25 mills will be affected by the halt of logging. As a result of these changes, the state government has announced a work and industry package for those affected, as well as a $6 million compensation for communities and local business support. The Minister for North Coast and Small Business, Janelle Safin, said the decision was difficult. "You're doing something as a government for good, to ensure that our grandkids get to see koalas in the wild so they won't be extinct."
In international news, the French Prime Minister, François Bayrou, has lost a confidence vote in France's National Assembly, collapsing the government and plunging the European power into a political crisis. During the vote in France's lower house, the National Assembly, 364 voted that they had no confidence in Mr. Bayrou's government, while just 194 gave in their confidence. This marks the country's fourth prime minister in the last 2 years. French President Emmanuel Macron will appoint a new prime minister in the coming days, his office has said. For your weather today, Brisbane is predicted to be mostly sunny. It is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That is all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow in the morning for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4000.org.au.
If you don't want to hear cheeky language, you better switch the radio now, because 4000 is about to play some naughty words.